room. That thing is only exerim into Rabbanim. They were afraid if you rip, you don't rip it so much, maybe people think it's so, even though we don't rip rays of it. That's only mid Rabbanim we said the tumor is still there. Then Achnami, mid Yiraisa, though the tumor goes off when you rip rays of it, even though you left over a shear of my forest, that's still called the Baker to Kibbutz. Therefore, mid Yiraisa, this is the way you would have to act to make the Mrs. Kibbutz. And then Achnami, now that you bring it in, you're bringing it in to do the Mrs. Kibbutz, Avad even mid Rabbanim's mutter. Rabbanim also let you do this way. In other words, even though really mid Rabbanim should be tamei as a gzera, maybe you won't rip enough of it, but here, since there's a mitzvah to bring it in, so Rabbanim said it's okay. We consider as if the beggar is tall and you're allowed to bring it in. Vaita klicheres shiyasa. What's going to be a klicheres that went outside the Beis HaMikdash? You have to bring it in to break it inside. For the Gemara, and if it became tamei outside, so Mitzvah says make a nekev, make a hole in the klicheres. That makes it tall, and then bring it in and break it. So again, said the Gemara, Kliyam Rechmona, Olay Klihu. Once you made a nekev, a hole in the Kli Cheres, it's not called the Kli Cheres anymore. So there should be no more mitzvah to bring it in to break it. So Gemara says, Shenikiv B'Sherish Katan, means you only made a very small hole, you only made a small hole that a small root could go through it. So it's only a small root, small little root of a plant could go through it. That's not to be mitayir with midiraisa, even though it's still called the kli, that you should bring it in now and break it. Baitis says kli nechayshis, the same thing, if you have a kli nechayshis, a metal kli, that went outside, there's a mitzvah to bring it back in again to break it. The yetzirah pechsei, make a bigger hole in it first, and then bring it in to break it. So the Gemara here also, voila, klihu, look what's not called the kli. Once you made a big hole already outside, it's not called the kli. Gemara answers, the rotif matif, meaning after you made the hole in it to make it tall, now you bang it back together again to close up the hole. That's your mishan rotif matif. Acha shapersa, after you open it up, makin all of the kurnis, you bang on it with a hammer. Or mechablin, you better get it back together again. And therefore, because it's shen kliyolov. So Rashi says, the gabi kliyicheris, ikalim meima dinik for the matisim or timashka. The dying kli with kavatum, the kli says something else like kli cheres. All right, but I call upon him by kli matzus. You have to send a chanami. After you make it tall, now the rest of matzus, you bang it back again to make that hole small enough that's still called the kli. Other Shlokas says, what's going to be meal shemitma? Let's say by the Kohen Gadol's meal, his robe, if it becomes tamei. So Rashi says, shabig de kuna, shenit is all of dam chatis. That's the first dam chatis went on top of his meal. And now the Kohen took the meal outside the Beis HaMikdash. And it became tummy there. So Chura, how do you bring it back in again to the Mechabesit? You have to be Mechabesit, wash it, in the Makam Kaddish. How could you bring it back in again? So the way through is, Machnisa the Pachas Mishalosh HaSholosh. You have to bring it in, small pieces at a time, less than 3x3. But she says, Shema Machnishir Begatomei Viazara. You have to bring in out of this meal a little bit at a time. Rashi says, why? Because you're not allowed to rip the meal. Olachnis to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Bishim Shinem Aloi Kareya. It says clearly not to rip the meal. And the way it is, you can't bring it in to go to Stamei. So here too, you have to bring in like parts of it at a time, less than 3x3. If the beggar is less than 3x3, it's not even fit. For an Iyam, it's not called a beggar. And so he speaks out that I feel the man the yom of resh kol apsumim that diya b'niksa shmo diya, just bringing in a little bit of your tamay, you can't even put your nose, put your hands inside. So if this beggar the tamay, how could he even put a little piece of it inside the Beis HaMikdash? So he says, shani beggar is different. Hayo v'yokol l'choit choy. Since you could rip it, l'chosh shukil nitnas kula. It's not considered that those things came in. A part of a body, a person, he can't rip off, he can't cut off. By shanking a beggar, since really you could cut off, therefore it's not called bia, the mixas is leishimei bia. So even though here there's a lab not to cut off the meal, but it could be done, therefore there's no use to bring it in the beggar tummy, that's the way you do it. And each little part that's brought in, you wash off that part. Yeah. And the Gemara says, Mishum Shinem Alei Kareya, but clearly by the meal there's no way to rip it, but there's a lab, you can't rip the meal. Moisiv Rav Acha bar Avo. Rav Acha bar Avo asked the question, Chovin v'yarakin, ein b'mishum shalosh shalosh. The question is that Rav Acha bar Avo says, Chovin, if you have a thick material, or v'yarakin, very soft material, but it's not woven, is ein b'mishum shalosh shalosh, means you have a small beged, that's only 3 etzboyes by 3 etzboyes, it's not makabel tumah. So this meal, since the big dekuna was oven, was very thick, there should be no isra bring in even more than shalosh shalosh. So what does it say? You can only bring in less than 3 inches by three etzboyes. The chush should be mutter to bring even more. Since it's a thick material, it does not have tumor, even though it's shalosh shalosh etzboyes. So what does it say before? You have to bring in small pieces at a time. That piece means small parts of it at a time. Only less than 3 inches at a time. So Marin says over here, Agaravi and Chashivi. As here the pshat is not really separate pieces. It's really one big meal. It's just you bring it in parts at a time. But since this part is part of the whole beged, so therefore if it would be 3 etzboyes by 3 etzboyes, it would be chashiv. So therefore you have to bring in less than 3 by 3. So the Gemara still, Vaboy Shiva Samamonim. So the Churim, the mitzvah, the beged, has dam chatzis. You have to wash off the dam. How do you get dam off? That's the mission in the Gemara Nida. You have to use 7 different types of soaps like. So the question is, one of them is mei chatzis, is mei raglayim. So it's a kash really on the Mishnah. How could there be a din that you have to wash it off in the Beis HaMikdash? I have a din, you don't bring in mei raglayim into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara of a boy is shiva from a morning. The Yomer of Nachman and Rabbah Avua, dam chatis, the loch of the dam of a chatis comes in a beggar that you have to wash it off. Or Maris Begoyim, or else if you have a nega, the one on the beggar, the Torah says you have to wash it off, is trich in Shiva Salamonim. He owes, what type of kibbutz do you have to do? You have to wash it with these 7 different types of soaps. The Tanya we learned, El Hashem Machnisin Meraglan Lamigdash. Is a law, you're not allowed to bring in Mei Raglayim urine into the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the Shiva Samamonim, one of the things you use to wash off the dam, or this din of dam chatas and maras negoyim, is Mei Raglayim. So really it's a kasha on the Mishnah then. How could the Mishnah say the kibbutz is done by Mokum Kodesh? You can't bring it in. The Mishnah says, maybe you want to answer me,